So today's daf is sponsored by Eli Fein. Eli Fein lives in Atlanta. He follows the shiur online, so he sponsored today. So he and his family should only see simcha and nachas. So today's daf is daf yud. So we were discussing yesterday this scenario of a chatzar katana to a chatzar gedola. A chatzar katana to a chatzar gedola, we said there are two ways to create a lechi for the chatzar katana. It was either, imagine, again, it's hard. I wish I had a board here, it'd be much easier. But here's a chatzar katana, and the chatzar katana turns into a chatzar gedola. So he said there are two ways to create a lechi. Either is because when the walls go like that, those walls might serve as a lechi, but that gets involved in machlokas of when it's nearer mibachutz, v'shavim mifnim. When you only notice the lechi from the outside, but not from the inside, that was machlokas. The other way was when a chatzar gedola wraps around that way, so as long as the chatzar gedola walls and the chatzar katana walls are within love of each other, you're able to view them as one continuous wall and use the ends of the chatzar gedola to close off. That's what the Gemara was discussing yesterday. And the Gemara created this scenario whereby you only had one of the walls with lavud, two tvachim from one side, and four tvachim on the other side, so you're only able to use one of the walls of the chatzar gedola, which only created one pass. And that wasn't a good enough lechi, because the Gemara concluded on the top of Yud now, that that's Rebihi, and Rebihi requires two passim. The Gemara says on the top of Yud again, Rebihi, the Amar ba'inan, shnei passim, you need two passim, not one. The Sani, the Braisa says that a chatzar, niteris bepas echad. However, Rebbe Omer b'shnei pasim, and since the particular scenario of two tvachim away from the wall and four tvachim away from the wall, since four tvachim away from the chatzar gedola wall is not loved, you only have one wall of the chatzar gedola, creating one pas only. That does not create the proper lechaim for the opinion of Rebbe. So now the Gemara says, now these two, again, keep in mind these two ways to create a lechi about chatzar katana. Either, again, the first wall is over there, which is machlokas of near mibuchutz shav mifnim, and then the walls around there about creating one or two lechaim. So the Gemara now analyzes the following. Hi, Mai, let's understand this. What's the din here? If you're going to say, Bishma, this makes sense, near mibuchutz v'shava mibifnim, that on the outside, from the chatzar gedola's perspective, you can notice lechaim, but from the inside, it's shava mibifnim, you don't notice it. Ein nido mishim lechi, so you can't use those original walls as a lechi because you can't notice them from the inside of the chatzar katana. And you also have to assume that Rebbe savar lak Rebbe Yossi. We haven't yet been introduced to Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi holds that each of the pasim, this is what Ezra asked yesterday, each of the pasim must be three tefachim long. So when it wraps around at the end, you need to have three tefachim long. So he also assumes, like Rebbe Yossi. And furthermore, Udu Rebbe Zeira, Udu Ravina Lessa, he does not hold of a scenario of Rebbe Zeira, Ravina. Who are they? They're from yesterday's daf, where Rebbe Zeira said it's a case where the chatzar katana walls actually go further out than the chatzar gedola walls, where in other words, it knocked off the ability to use the walls of the side. So it didn't go like that, rather the wall went like that, really, knocking off that chatzar gedola wall. And also not Rebbe Ravina. Ravina was one who felt that the chatzar gedola was not centered to the chatzar katana, it was off to one of the sides, two tvachim versus four tvachim. So he doesn't hold of a scenario like that. In other words, it's a case where the chatzar katana leads into the center, evenly, to the chatzar gedola. And mishum hachi, and therefore, ketana be'eser u'gedola b'achad esrei. And therefore, the scenario where the chatzar is a 10 tvachim wide, which is also the same thing as 60 tvachim wide, while the gedola is 11 amos wide b'achad esrei, which is really 66 amos wide. And you have three tvachim on each side because we're creating a case where the chatzar ketana goes directly to the center of the chatzar gedola. So it's evenly distributed on each side, three tvachim on each side extra for the chatzar gedola. Mishum de Rebbe, savar lak Rebbe Yossi. And since he holds a Rebbe Yossi, so now what you have here is, again, this whole, right now, this tzad, is that we don't hold of nir mibichutz, b'shav mifnim, we paskin eino lechi. So you can't use these walls. But you could use the walls as they wrap around the chatzar gedola. You can, because since each of the walls of the chatzar gedola are three tfachim away from the chatzar ketana walls, we view them as halachli one wall. When it wraps around both sides, you have three tfachim of pasir. So you're talking about pasir, you've now created one big chatzar and everything is circled. So this all makes sense, again, if you assume that nir mibichutz shav mifnim eino nida mishum lechi. However, elei amis, if you're going to say nir mibichutz v'shav mifnim nida mishum lechi, that although the lechaim are only recognizable from the outside from mibichutz, but while mibifnim it's not recognizable, you could still use such a lechi. And furthermore, Ud Rebbe Zeira, Ud Ravina Isa, and you hold of the situation of Rebbe Zeira, which is what the Gemara was saying yesterday is daf, which means Rebbe Zeira is where it doesn't go like that, but rather the chatzar katana wall goes out like that, knocking off the ability to use this lechi. It goes past it. and also a case of Ravina, where the Chatzik Gadol is off to one of the sides, where only one side is Lavud, two Tvachim, but the other side is four Tvachim, where you don't have Lavud, so you only have one wall to use in those two scenarios. So then, what happened is, and also, Rebbe lo savar k'Rebbe Yossi, he doesn't require three Tvachim long pasim, it's enough to just simply have one. If you make all of these assumptions now, so then the Gemara says, again, it's a little bit confusing, because there are a number of different opinions going on here, but again, if you hold of near b'b'chutz shav b'fnim, you can accept the lechi, and it's a case where Rabbi Zera says the chatzik tana wall knocks off the ability to use the lechi because it extends into chatzik dala, or it's off to the side so you can't use one of the lavuds. So then the din becomes. So he says that the Gemara says gedola b'chadasrei lamali. Why do you have to create a scenario whereby the chatzik dala is 11 amos and the chatzik tana is only 10 amos? You could have created a situation, two opposite situations. We'll see. Lav dafka 11, meaning what? Miman avshach. E lemishrei legdola kasi. If the whole point was trying to matir the usage of a chasir gedola, so then be'eser ushnei tfachim sagya. It would have been enough had the chasir gedola been slightly larger than the chasir ketana. Remember, from the perspective of the chasir gedola, all you need is that the fourth wall just dip in a little bit, a tiny bit. So then, you don't need to have a three tefachim here, three tefachim here. You can have a little tefach here, and you start seeing the fourth wall close. As long as it's not 10 amos wide there, it's no more than that, that's acceptable. So why does it have to, it could have been 10.1 amos, the chatzik dola, to the 10 amos of chatzik tana. Why dafka 11 amos? So something's off in that direction. And so again, the mishrei legdola kasi, if it's trying to allow usage and carrying in chatzik dola, be'eser ushnei tvachim zagia. 10 amos plus another 2 tvachim would have been sufficient. Why create a situation of 11 amos? That's unnecessary. And if the whole purpose of this discussion was lemisrei lektana kasi, if it's all trying to permit usage in the chatzik tana, the smaller chatzir, so then, what you should have taught was the following. So, Lashminan dib mifalge tuvo. It should have taught even further. Meaning that the Chatzik Gedola is not 11 amos, but it's 15, 16, 20 amos. Make it much bigger. Why would you want to make it much bigger? Because by making it 11 amos, so close to the 10 amos size of the Chatzik Tana, that close proximity becomes very, very confusing. Because what comes out is, you think what you need to do is, again, we're right now in the tzad, that nira mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim, which means when I'm in the inside, even though I can't see these, since on the outside I can see them, I can use these lechis. So now, if that's the case, I'm not using the extended walls of the chatzik gedola. So those walls can be as far as you want. I'm not using them. I'm using these walls. I'm not using these walls. So why create a situation where the chatzik gedola is just 11 amos, which gives the impression as if I'm trying to get three tvachim to each side. I'm trying to use lavud. But I'm not really using lavud here. I'm really using these lechaim, not the chatzik gedola walls. And therefore, create a situation of 20 amos wide to make it clear that I'm not using the outer walls of the chatzik gedola. Rather, I'm using the lechaim because we would accept the concept of nira mibachutz, vishava mifnim is considered galechi. From the very fact that the Gemara chooses 11 amos dafka, must be that we say these lechaim are not good. And we're relying on lavud to create the chatzik gedola walls, to create pasim on the other end. So that's what the Gemara concludes. Ela, lav, shmamina. Do we not conclude from here that nira mibachutz, if it's noticeable from the outside, but shava mibifnim, it's flush and unnoticeable from the inside, eino nido mishum lechi. In other words, you have to use a lavud of the larger chatzir walls to create the proper lechaim at the other end, shmamina. That's what we conclude from here. Okay, hopefully that was somewhat clear. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yosef, after Rav Yosef hearing this whole dissertation, he says, Lo Shmila Hashmaisa. I never heard of such a shock levitaria. This is new to me. So Amar Le Abai says to Rav Yosef, as we have oftentimes throughout Shas, At Amar Nihalan. Rav Yosef, you yourself said this. Rav Yosef had forgotten a lot of his learning. So Abai says, You Rebbe, you taught us this whole din. The Aha Amar Nihalan, and in the following context, you told this to us, which is what? D'amar Rami bar Abba Amar Rav Huna. Lechi ha-moshech im dofnei sham mavoi. So if you have a lechi, let's say, and the picture is helpful, but let's say the mavoi, one wall extends, the other one's a little short, but you extend that wall by adding a lechi. So now there's a lechi opposite a wall of a mavoi. So in that case, The din is pachas mi'arba amos if the lechi is less than 4 amos. So then nidah mishum lechi, that serves as a lechi. That's a good lechi, and you could carry within that mavoi. However, if that lechi extends further along the wall of the mavoi to 4 amos, it's nidah mishum mavoi. That itself becomes a mavoi now. A lechi can never be 4 amos or longer. It's a mavoi, not a lechi. And you would usher l'shamish bekulo. You can't use the entire mavoi until you add a proper lechi. And after this statement, Va'at Amrislan Allah, and Rav Yosef, you commented on this, Shema Mina, we can learn Tlas, we can learn three, make three conclusions from this statement. Number one, Shema Mina, Bein L'chaim Aser. That you're not allowed to use the area between the L'chaim only, you can only use up until the, I skipped the line, sorry, before. It said, Pachas Me Arba Amos, Nida Mishim Lechi, U'mishamish Imchudol HaPnimi. You could only use the Mavoi up until the first spot you hit the Lechi, which means between the L'chaim themselves is Aser to use. So that's the first Shema Mina. So again, Shema Mina, Bein L'chaim Asu. You can't use between L'chaim. That was a discussion we had yesterday. Shema Mina number two is Lechi, Mash Meshach Mavoi Arba Amos. The length of a Mavoi, to create a Mavoi, is Dal Amos. And therefore, if a Lechi extends 4 Amos, it's not a Lechi, it's a Mavoi. And the third conclusion is Shema Mina, that Nir Mibachutz, Vishava Mibifnim, Nidon Mishum Lechim. The way this Lechi was set up was that the lechi was noticeable on the outside, but it was flush. It was shava mibifnim, and yet we still see that it was acceptable. So we can conclude from here that it is a good lechi. And hilchasa, the halacha is nira mibuchutz v'shava mibifnim nidam mishum lechi. We can conclude from this that is acceptable. So Gemara said, I understand. Tiyufta v'hilchasa. We just asked the tiyufta because we said earlier that eino nidam mishum lechi. Now he brought this statement that said it is nidah mishum. So how do you have a statement of Rami Bar Chama that said it was nidah mishum lechi, or whoever this was, maybe it was Rami Bar Abba, who said it was nidah mishum, but it was questioned based on the conversation of the Braisa of Chasuk Dola Chasuk Tana, where we said it's not nidah mishum lechi. So if it's a tiyufta, how do you go ahead and paskin like this Amora when he goes clearly against the Braisa? So tiyufta v'hilchasa. So the Gemara says, Mishum Detani Rabbi Chia Kavase. Since Rabbi Chia brought a brayson yesterday's daf, which concluded that such a case of Nir Min Bechutz V'Shav Min Bifnim is considered Galechi, so if two brayses against each other, we're able to pass like the Tana, the Rabbi Chia. Okay. So now that ends the conversation, for now at least, of Nir Min Bechutz, Shav Min Bifnim, and those types of scenarios. Now the Gemara is going to go into a different topic, which we saw mentioned already. This goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, one of the criteria of a mavoi is a harachav me'eser yimait. If the width of a mavoi is 10 amos, you have to minimize it in order to use it, while Rabbi Huda said you didn't have to. So Amar Abai says, Tana, harachav me'eser yimait. Tana Kam says, again, minimize the distance. Rabbi Huda, omer eino tzarach lamait, you don't need to minimize. It's ad kama. How much does Rabbi Huda allow? Does he allow a mavoi to be 50 amos wide? Or how wide does he let it go? So the Gemara says, Savar Rav Achai Kame Rav Yosef Lememar. He felt, he wanted to say the following. He suggested that Ad Shlosh Esrei Ama Ushlish. He thought the shear for Rabbi Huda, he posited it was 13 and a third Amos wide. Where does he get this number? It seems pretty arbitrary. So the Gemara says, Kal V'chomer. What's a Kal V'chomer? Kal V'chomer mi Pasi Birios. Pasi Birios, we didn't see yet. We're going to see in a week from now or so, Daf Yud Zayin. It's a situation where the case is Ola L'Regel. When the Klaus would go a Lila Regel, and it would be on Yontif. So now, sometimes you have to stop off and feed the animals and give them water at the boar. Now, part of the problem is drawing the water up and bringing it on the ground, and now you're bringing it to Rosh Hashanah, to Rosh Hashanah. How do you do this? So you're able to create a situation whereby at the four corners, you place what's called these diomos, which each has an amma long in each direction, so a corner piece like that, a wall of 10 tachim high, and then amma this way, amma that way, so you now created four corners of that. It's a special heter, and in between those corners, you could bring the animals in and to drink. So either way, how far do those four corners have to be from each other? So the Gemara explains, Kal v'chomer mi pasi biros. Dema pasi biros, ha shehatarta behen paritz meruba al ha'omed, that we're able to be makel and allow when the parts, when the breach is larger than the wall, that's acceptable. But it's a special heter by that case. Normally, we don't allow when the parts is greater than the omed. It's not allowed unless there's a terza pesach. So here, right, all our whole Erev is all, it's more parts than Omen. There's mostly parts. Everything's open. You walk right through on the outside of the Erev, but when you create Tzurta Pesach, that's viewed as being Sasim, it's viewed as being closed. But forgetting the usage of Tzurta Pesach, just using walls and entrance areas, so now you have an area that's parts is much greater than the Omud, much greater than the wall. So it's a special head that we have by Pasibirios. That again, Ma Pasibirios, Shehitarta Vehem, he permitted the usage of parts, Meruba al Ha'omid, even though it's greater breach than wall. Below Hitarta Vehem, Yosem Ishlosh Yisrei Amma Ushlish. They only allowed such a breach 13 and a third amos wide. So now, Mavoi, Shlohitarta Bo Parats Meruba al Ha'omid, by a mavoi, we don't allow a breach to be greater than the wall. The wall must be more than the breach. So there's a certain chumra than a mavoi. So certainly, eino shetati shalotati ba yosem ishlosh yisrei amos. You shouldn't allow more than 13 and a third amos. So he knows at least a threshold. He won't allow more than 13 and a third. That's the most you can allow. Now, it isn't, it's possible it's less than that. But right now, he's assuming 13 and a third based on the kava chumra from Pasibiros. Now, the Gemara is going to challenge this and says, all we know is a threshold. But who says it's allowed to be up until that point? Maybe it can only be 11 amos wide. How do you know to use that as a model? And the Gemara has two questions for this. Hini sonis, vihino senis. This is the very point. Pasibirios, shetartib hen parits mubala omid. By this Pasibirios case, we allowed more breach than wall. Lotatib hen, we don't allow yosem ishlosh yisrei amishlosh. We have a limit. You can't be wider. The corners can't be wider than 13 and a third amos. Mavoi, shalohi tarta bo parits mubal haomid. By a mavoi, where we don't allow the breach to be greater than the walls, tatir bo yosem ishlosh yisrei amos ushish. Maybe you should be allowed to have more. So, because since there's so much more wall than the breach always, so maybe we should allow 20 amos of a breach as long as there's 30 amos of wall. And alternatively, the opposite direction, inami, liidakisa, the opposite direction, maybe it should be less than 13 and a third amos. How so? That pasibiros dakalte buchadekula. Once there's one leniency by pasibiros, akila be kula achrina. We're able to apply another kula. So one kula is we don't need the you can allow for a parts muba ala omid. And the second kula, once we have one kula, will allow the second kula of the breach to be so wide. However, here mavoi klal klalo. There are no heterim by a mavoi. We're very stringent. So who says you could create any leniency at all, and therefore the Gemara doesn't know how wide Rabbi Yehuda would allow you to leave the Mavoi and leaves it off at that. So the Gemara now says, Tani, create a scenario. The rest of the Amud is this last case now. Tani, the Brisa says, Tani Levi, Mavoi Shirach of Esrim Amma. If there's a Mavoi that's 20 Amos wide, Noit Kanabem Tsiaso. So you could place a Noit, a little stick, in between. And now you have 10 amos less than 9.9 amos in each side. Let's assume that's is 2 tefachim wide. So now you have less than 10 amos in each side. You've created less than 10 amos rather walls, doorways. That's a lot. So the Gemara says, Hu tanila, Levi presented the Braisa, but who Amar Lehi also commented, Dein halacha, kosa mishnah. He didn't think you could accept this, because in the end of the day, that doesn't change anything. The mavo itself is 20 amos wide. By putting a little stick in the middle, doesn't create a Pesach. There's no Tzurta Pesach there. We'll see that. I think we'll appreciate this much more when we see the next situation where we would allow there to be a wall in the middle. There's a wall down the line, and the wall is 4 amos long in the center. So now you've created 2 mavois. A mavoi here and a mavoi here. That's acceptable. But now just put a stick in the middle here. In the end of the day, the mavoi is still 20 amos wide, so that stick won't do anything. That's Levi's understanding. Ikadami, others say, Amar Shmuel Mishmim Shmei de Levi. Shmuel was the one quoting Levi. The Ein Halacha Kosa Mishnah. El Hechiav. So what should a person do? How do you deal with a Mavoi? Now, right, they didn't create the Mavois. They moved into a neighborhood. The neighborhood had a Mavoi that's 20 amos wide. So now you're stuck. You can't carry the Mavoi ever. What's the Eitzah? There's always an Eitzah. There's some Tikkun you could usually do. So Hechiav, what should a person do in such a scenario? So Amar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. Shmuel quotes from Levi, going on to Amar Beis now. Ose Pas Gavoa Asara. Make a wall. A wall, mechitza, that's 10 tefachim high, b'meshech arba amos, 4 amos deep into the mavoi, u'mamidu la'arkel shemavi, place it the parallel to the length of the mavoi, and now you've created 2 mavois, each mavoi now being 10 amos wide, and that would be acceptable. That's the way around this. Inami, alternatively, another suggestion would be, k'drev Yehuda, then Rev Yehuda, mavoi, shurach of chamesh esrei amma, so in a similar scenario, where the mavoi is 15 amos wide, too wide, what should you do? He says, Marchik Shte Amos, go away from, or step away, leave some space, 2 Amos off of one of the walls. The Osip Pas Shalosh Amos, now make a pas that's three amos wide. So now what you have here is that ama close off the area, and there's three, again, there's a wall here, two amos of space, and then three amos of wall. So that three amos of wall is able to, since it's omed, is meruba al parts, it's greater than the gap of two amos, the three amos could ignore, could kind of mevatel that avir, and we view that area as a five amos wall, if you will. It's not loved here. It's just, we could ignore the space, it's meruba, omed meruba al parts, and therefore we view that as a five amos wall, and therefore it's only a 10 amos wide mavo. That's another way. That's another way to minimize the distance. So now, after presenting Rav Yehuda's ability to take a two amos gap and then three amos of wall, using the concept of omed as mural parts, the Gemara is now going to suggest a number of other scenarios that you could have possibly done as well, and seeing why that may or may not be acceptable. So the Gemara says, so once you've done this, so the Gemara says, v'amai, why do you have to go about that direction? Yase pas u'mechsa, amop mechsa, v'yarchik shte amos, v'yase pas u'mechsa, amo mechsa. So why don't you do the following? Build a wall that's 1.5 amos, have a space of 2 amos, then have another space of 1.5 amos, so that's a total of 5 amos. So again, wall, space, wall, and then big space of 10 amos. Why could you not have done that? And the Gemara says, by the fact that the Gemara didn't suggest this, we could conclude, Shma Mina, Omed Meruba Al Paritz, Mishte Ruchos, Lohave Omed. That when you have two walls, right, each wall is only 1.5 amos, and the breach is 2. So now, if you look at the breach versus one wall, the breach is greater than the wall. Right? It's 2 amos up against 1.5 amos. So that's going to be the Paritz is Meruba Al Omed. That knocks out the Omed. Now, maybe she combined the two, passing together, the two walls. So each wall in this scenario is 1.5 tvachim, 1.5 amos rather. Put them together, so now you have 3 amos. So the 3 amos together are greater than the 2 amos of gap, of parts. But the walls are not next to each other. We're just trying to halakhically combine them. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest this, we can conclude, Shmamina Omei Meruba al parts, utilizing Sheiruchos, using two walls, Lo Havi Amad. It doesn't work that way. It's only when one wall is greater than the breach. But you have to take two walls to take the sum to be greater than the breach. That actually won't be effective. So the Gemara says, no. Liolam, really that's not true. Liolam Emelcha Havi Amad. Really you can take the combination of two walls and add it together to be greater than the breach. That's really acceptable in general. But Chani Hacha here is different, because remember, you also have another gap. It's not just two walls against a tiny 2 amos gap. There's also the 10 amos gap. So really, the way it is, there's 10 amos of gap, of parts, a 2 amos, a 1.5 wall, 2 amos of gap, and another 1.5 amos of wall. So the overall picture now is really you have 12 amos of parts versus only 3 amos of omid. So that's the situation here. If, let's say, I had a wall on one side. Let's say the wall was, I had 1.5 amos of wall, 2 amos of parts, 1.5 amos of wall, 2 amos of parts, and so on. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, like that. Eventually, if you add up all the walls, even though separately, there might be more parts than omid, but when you take the whole summation, it turns out that there's all omid is more than the parts, that would be acceptable. But this is not that way. This is when you take the overall sum, there's more parts than omid here. So the Gemara says it's a concept the Gemara invokes. V'shayni hacha, here is different. D'asi avira dehaigisa, the airspace, the parts from one side, v'avir dehaigisa, and the airspace on the other side, mevatole. So again, that 1.5 ama that's in the middle, adjacent to 10 amos on the side of parts, and the 2 amos of parts on the other side, that gets swallowed up by the 2 aviras on both sides. The 10 amos avir to the 2 amos avir swallows up its mevatil, its bolea, that omit, and therefore it's no good. So that's what the Gemara says in this case.
Why don't you say the same thing in the other case? We have two open and 3. It's also less than 10 the first case.
The case of, you're saying the 10, 3 and 2.
Right.
It's so, yeah, so it's a very, very good question. So in that case, I believe, because the omen itself is greater than the parts on the side. Here, the omen itself is less than each of the parts, and therefore it swallows it up. So the Gemara then says, V'yase pas ama. So now the Gemara is going to suggest something else. Maybe we should do, V'yase pas ama, V'yarchik ama, V'yase pas ama, V'yarchik ama, V'yase pas ama. Now we're making everything equal. So ama wall, I'm a breach, I'm a wall, I'm a breach, I'm a wall. So there's three walls and two breaches. That's five amos altogether. So again, we're trying to create the same thing. We're trying to get five amos of wall to allow only 10 amos left of a Pesach. So here it's ama, 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 ama. So maybe you could do this, and this should work. Now here, it's not a case the omid isn't greater than the parut, or the parut isn't omid greater than the omid. It's where they're equal. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest this, maybe we can conclude here, shma mina, omid kaparut is usr. When the breach is equal to the omid, that's also usr. You're going to see a machlokas later on. I don't remember which daf, maybe daf yud alef. It could be one of the next few daf, I believe. Whether or not, when omid is equal to parts, do we view that as parts or do we view that as omid? It was 50%, 50-50. So the Gemara says, the fact that we don't suggest this must be, we assume it's usr. That we view this more as parts. It's more as parts as merubah, even though in reality they're equal. It's viewed as parts as being a merubah, and therefore we can't allow for, I'm a wall, I'm a breach, I'm a wall, I'm a breach, I'm a wall. It doesn't work. Gemara says, no. Li'olam e'im l'chamot. Really, when it's parts ka'omid, or omid ka'parut, when they're equal, it's actually acceptable. We view this as more omer than parts. V'shani hacha, this case is different again, because we're going to invoke de'asa avira de'haigisa u'de'haigisa u'mevatale. Since it's ama breach versus ama wall, and the other side of the ama wall is 10 amos of breach of parts, so you take the two parts together, and that's able to be mevatel the omer. So Gemara now says, one last suggestion. So why don't we do the following? V'yarchik ama. So now we're saying, have an amma of space, now have an amma and a half of wall, and then yarchik amma, then make another space, v'yase pas amma umechta, make another wall of one and a half. So this two is five ammas. Again, amma breach, 1.5 wall, one amma breach, 1.5 wall, that totals five ammas together. And in this situation, you have the omed is one and a half, they're each larger than the small aviros of only one amma. So in this case, there's omid is merubah al parts, so you can ignore those parts on that side, and that what you have left is 10 amos of wall Pesach, a Pesach, and that's fine. So why didn't the Gemara suggest that? And the Gemara says, Eina chanami, you're right. V'chul hai, however, lo'at shuchin rabban. Rabban didn't want to be machmir so much, to rather matriach them so much. In other words, it's much easier to just take a 3 amos wall and to place it next to 2 amos breach. But not to put two walls and start measuring much more, more of a tircha. One larger wall is either than two smaller walls, and that's all. But in a chanami halachically, this would be acceptable as well. So Gemara says, v'leichash. Now, shouldn't we be concerned? We had this, we're going back to the initial suggestion. We have the wall, the gap is 15 amos. We said, take a wall, make it 2 amos separation, and put a 3 amos wall. That's good. Now Gemara is going to ask, well, aren't people going to start using this smaller wall now? And as a Pesach, the smaller entranceway, and not the bigger Pesach. So what's the problem with that? Mar says, Lecha, shouldn't we be concerned? Dilma Shavik Pischa Rabba, they're going to ignore the larger entranceway, Vail B'Pischa Zut, and go down the smaller entranceway. Now, who cares? Because when we spoke about the making the gap only 10 amos wide, the Mavoi is not acceptable. That's just a Mavoi. And now we made this into a proper Mavoi. But we have to now add a Korah on top of it. A Lechi. A Mavoi, every Pesach requires a Korah or a Lechi, one or the other. All we did was set up the stage to allow for a lechi and a korah. Lechi korah doesn't work if it's larger than 10 amos. So first we made it 10 amos, and now put the lechi or korah. Now lechi korah only works if it's on top of the Pesach. But if you're not using it as Pesach anymore, that korah and lechi is worthless. My new Pesach is a smaller gap, the 2 amos breach between the 3 amos wall. That's my new Pesach. Now that needs a korah and a lechi. So if you start ignoring the bigger Pesach. So apparently the understanding was they only put a korah over the larger Pesach, the 10 amos one, but there wasn't a korah over the 2 amos one. So aren't people going to sneak underneath that one without there being a korah? And Mara says, no. Amar Rav Adar Bar Masna, we have a chazaka, we have an understanding that ein adam meniach Pesach gadol v'nichlas Pesach katam. If you have the option of walking through a big doorway, and a small doorway, no one's going to try to wiggle his way through the smaller doorway, and therefore they always opt for the larger doorway, and that's the Pesach, and that's the only one that needs a Korah, not the smaller Pesach. So the Gemara says, Umayshna, why is that different from the case we had a few days ago, Midi Rebbe Ami, Udi Rebbe Asi, whereby there was a little bit of a breach in the wall itself of the Mavoi, and we are concerned that people are going to start going through that doorway on the side of the breach of the wall. Why don't we say, go out the bigger entranceway to the Rishis Rabim, how are they going to start sneaking out the smaller wall off to the side? So we were concerned with that. We had to fix that breach. If you look back in Daf Hey, and the Gemara says that breach was different than this breach because Hasim over there, the Kamai Mehilucha, that was a shortcut. Actually, a person will be willing to sneak through a fence in his backyard to get a shortcut. Even though walking on, I don't know, West Broadway, it's a bigger street, it's much easier. It's a Pesach Rabba. If I know there's a shortcut through someone's backyard and a fence, I'll go through the fence. So if there's a shortcut, it's mima'it bilucha, some people will sneak through the smaller hole. So that was the case on Daf Hei, or Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Ami. Here, but ehacha lo kav mima'it bilucha. Both doorways are the same entranceway. It's not getting any shortcut. A small entranceway here, and a larger entranceway here, it's the same exact mavo you're entering into. It's not really a shortcut, and therefore, we're not concerned people are going to opt for this smaller Pesach. Gemara now says halfway down Amud Beis here, that Tanan Hasan. The Mishnah tells us it's a really Tosefta. Tosefta tells us as follows. Or Ha'asla V'chalol Shalo Mitztarfin B'Tefach. We're talking about a completely different din, but we're going to invoke the terms and concepts of the Omid and Parut. So we're going to see in a moment what this functioned as, but it was a cover, like a toilet seat cover. So Gemara says, Or Asla V'chalol Shalo, the leather itself and the chalol, the hole of the toilet seat cover, mitztarfin b'tefach. It could combine to a tefach. We'll see how it's pretty small. It's using etzba'ayim, using fingers. So it combines to a tefach. A tefach is typically four fingers. That's a fist. So it combines to a tefach. Even though there's a little gap in the middle of the toilet seat cover, it is still it combines to a tefach for the purposes of tumas ohel. So if there's a kazayis of a mace underneath this, or asla, it's able to bring the tumah to something else that's underneath that same ohel. So my Or Ha'asla, what exactly is this Or Ha'asla? Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, or Kisei Shabesa Kisei. It was some type of leather covering that would place on the toilet. Fakama, so how much, how large is it? So Kiasa, Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael. He reported, Amar Etzba'ayim Mikan, Vetzba'ayim Mikan, Vetzba'ayim Be'em. So it was like a square, maybe a circle, but this one was a square. So an Etzba'ayim of leather, two finger lengths or widths, of leather, then there is two finger widths of space, and then two finger widths of finger again. That was a square on both sides, so the center was a square hole, and the outside was a square 2x2 of leather on the outside. So in essence, the length and width were six etzba'ayim in each direction. So Gemara says, now, ki asa Rabin, when Rabin came back, Amr, he said differently. He said it was etzbo mechza mikan, vetzbo mechza mikan, vetzbo revach be'emsa. He felt it was 1.5 leather, and then there was a one etzba of space in the middle only, and then 1.5 etzba on the other end. So according to him, it was only 4 tefachim total. Right? 1.5 plus 1.5 is 3, plus another one of halal, that's a total of 4. So while according to Rav Dimi, he reported it was 6 finger lengths long, according to Ravin was only 4. So Amar Le'abai Le'Rav Dimi, Mi Pligusa, are you guys really arguing? One says 4, one says 6. How do you report different things, what you saw in Eretz Yisrael? Amar Le'Rav Dimi says, "Lo, we're not arguing. Ha, v'ravrase, ha, bezutrase, v'lo pligi." One's using larger fingers, the thumb, and one's using smaller, the pinky. So if you're using the thumb, so that as the measurement, so it comes out, actually, it's going to be 4 tefachim. So 4, or rather 4 fingers, 4 thumb widths, apparently equals 6 pinky widths. So that's the difference. So the same length. And then we were to take out a measuring tape, taking out inches, centimeters, the same exact length, but when they're using the fingers, so one uses a thumb, 4 thumbs versus 6 pinkies, and it's really the same exact measurement. So Amar Lei, Abai says, Lava pligusa? He says, really, you guys are arguing. Ubedin omed muba alaparts mishay ruchos pligusa. And you're arguing about, he's telling them what they're arguing about, you're arguing about the following concept of when the omed is muba alaparts from shtei amos, from two the shtei ruchos rather, because in the case of the port of the 1.5 to 1.5 versus 2.2.2, so the Gemara says ledidach according to you, according to Rav Dimi, who says it was a case of 2.2.2. So havi omed mishtei ruchos, it's case of two. It's really where omed is equal to the parts. If you take the omen of both sides, the two finger lengths on this side and two finger widths on this side, that's 4. Together, they're able to be mevatel the two finger widths in the middle. So it's a case of, again, omen is only meruba because of shtei ruchos, combining two ruchos together. And l'ravin, it's meruach achas havi omen. His case was 1.5 leather to 1 etzba of airspace. You don't need to combine two ruchos together. He says one ruach is enough But only when ruach achas is larger than the chala is it acceptable. But if you need shtei ruachos, had it been a case where it's 2-2-2, he wouldn't allow you to be mevatel the chala in the middle, v'shei ruachos lo havi omed, it wouldn't be an omed, which would come out to mean that it wouldn't be an ohel. We're trying to create a scenario where it's an ohel. Even though, obviously, there's a hole right in the middle of this toilet seat cover, we're trying to say, halachically, we view them as being combined. So what he's saying here is, according to Ravin, if it was a 2-2-2 case, he would not think that's an ohel. That would not be considered covered. Because since you view each one individually, two etzba'ayim of leather to two etzba'ayim of challah, that's equal. That doesn't create a merubah. You could combine the other side as well. He doesn't allow you to combine two ruchos. He doesn't accept it. That's why you have to create a scenario of 1.5 to one etzba of challah. But you, Rav Dimi, you actually do accept two and two on the side, creating four to mevatel the challah in the middle. Because these hakadaita chalot plig Yusuf, you think you guys don't really argue, l'ravin hachi b'ayle l'meimar. Ravin should have really said the finger lengths or widths are as follows. It should have been etzbo shlish mikan, vetzbo shlish mikan, vetzbo shlish revach b'emsa. He should have said it's a case of a finger and a third, a finger and a third, a finger and a third. That also adds up to four. He would have been fine with it being, you know, everything equal to each other. The fact that he didn't allow them to be equal must be then he didn't accept me sheruchos only when it's the leather is bigger than the chalal using just one ruach. Now, I don't know why this is. This sounds like they're arguing about a metzias. I mean, if they measured, so he couldn't have guessed. He was not going to figure out 1 1/3 versus 1 1/2. He measured. That's what he came out with. So I'm not sure what the suggestion here is. Maybe it's very possible that he knew the length. He measured the length of everything. It was definitely 4 etzba'im. That's what much he knew. And he also knew that in Eretz Yisrael, that they accepted this as an ohel. It was ohel. He never actually measured the chalal. He just measured the overall thing. So he knew it was 4 etzba'im long. And he also knew it served as an ohel. So it must be, he figured out, because of the lumnus, since you can't allow sheruchos, it must have been 1 1/2 of leather to one etzba of a space to another 1 1/2. That must have been the conclusion. That's what I'm guessing is pshat here. So then the Gemara says, elamai, pagina must be that they're arguing. So lididi, Hachi by li the memer. He says, really, Gimi says, according to me, I should have said etzba ushnei shlishim mikan 1 2/3 from this end, v'etzba ushnei shlishim mikan and 1 2/3 from this side, v'etzba'ayim ushnei shlishim rebach be'emsa. So he could have had a case of 1 2/3 of leather to 1 2/3 leather on the other side, and the center is 2 2/3. 2 2/3, right? That adds up to a total of 6 as well. And now in this case, I would have, even though individually from Ruach Achas, there's less leather than there's airspace, when you're able to combine Shtei Ruchos together, you have more Omed than parts. So according to me, if my real svar is because of Omed's Mural parts, Shtei Ruchos is acceptable, why didn't I tell you that was the Metzias? Ella, it's not because we're arguing about combining mishtei ruchos or not. Ela ika lemeimar the pagina. If you think we're really arguing, it's biparitz geomid pagidin. When you have the omid exactly like the paritz, whether or not we view that more as omid or we view that as paritz. So according to this is again speaking Ravdimi. Ravdimi says, I accept that when omid is kiparitz, that's like omid. So he had two leather, two halal to two leather. So 2 2 ruach achas, even though it's equal, I hold omid kaparit, it's ka-omid. It's mevato the parts. But he held, Rav Dimi felt, Ravin felt, that no, it's not acceptable, and therefore he had to create a scenario where the leather was 1 1/2 to the one etzba of halal, because if it were to be omid kaparit, it would be considered parit, and would not be considered a halal. Okay, we will stop here. Mitzvah Shem, we will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.